I hope you're enjoying this time with us here on the Sunday Hour. It is our privilege to be able to come to you and take part in your spiritual walk. I hope we have been an encouragement to you in our time together. Today, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 11, 12, and 13. Paul is concluding this time of encouragement to the church, and he offers this blessing. Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. What I find fascinating about this is when people pray for the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we often hear them praying for some miracle or some sign or some gift. We hear them pray so that they could prophesy or speak in tongues or perhaps interpret tongues, or they pray for healing and they pray for the ability to touch someone and see them whole, laying hands on. It's fine to pray for the power of God for all of those things. But here we see Paul praying for the power of God, praying for the Spirit to come, the Lord Jesus to come, God the Father himself to come, and in his presence to give them the strength to love one another more, to give them the strength and the power to be blameless and holy in their lives. It's great to pray to our Father and God, but it is just as miraculous for us to lay hands on and heal someone as it is to shed our fleshly desires, shed our desires for self-preservation, and to consider the needs of others before ourselves. To pray for the power of God to love, to pray for the power of God to encourage, to pray for the power of God to stand in unity in the church. We pray for those miracles, we pray for those big things, but let us not forget that the real gospel of Jesus encourages us to demonstrate that we're his disciples by the way that we love one another. Pray for the power of God that you might be a good child of the King, that you might be a fair example of God's love and mercy on earth, that you might love others the way that he loves us. Have a great Sunday.